Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 14th day of May. Thanks for joining me, and I want to encourage you to check out our midweek release. It comes out on Wednesdays. We teach it tonight, Tuesday evenings, with a little Bible study group we hold in Flowery Branch, Georgia. If you're ever in the North Georgia area, you can come be with us. We have two groups. One we meet with on Tuesdays in Flowery Branch, Georgia, and then our church plant in Irmo, South Carolina. Those are two different states, of course, but that's not as far apart as it sounds, if you understand the proximity of those two states. And so we post all of those services, all of those sermons, and you can look for that tomorrow. We're finishing up a little series we've done here in the midweek on Prophet, Priest, and King. And if you haven't caught up yet, Prophet, Priest, King was the first sermon, followed by Christ the Prophet, and then last week, Christ the Priest, and then tonight, we will do Christ the King, and it will post tomorrow. So check that out, all four of those sermons available at our website and also at our YouTube page, PWM. Today, I'm in Luke chapter 12, continuing the journey. We have six verses remaining in the 12th chapter, and then we will turn the page into some more teachings by Jesus, a lot of teaching going on, and we're about to get into some of the most famous parables in the next couple of chapters of the ministry of Christ. And very exciting as we go through this to watch this ministry develop, not only what Jesus is doing, but the theology behind what Jesus is doing, sort of exploding, popping, as we work our way through the Gospel of Luke. Today, Luke chapter 12, verse 54, "Then he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say a shower is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather. And there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?" Now, Jesus uses a couple of weather analogies that are pretty simple, and he does that for a reason. You don't have to be deep to notice that if there are no clouds in the sky, you're not going to get rain. If a cloud comes over the horizon, and in the part of the world that Jesus is standing, their storms would roll in from the west because their storms would roll in off the Mediterranean, and so they would get clouds from the west. I remember living in Southern California where it didn't rain much, but when it did, you were just as likely to get wind and rain from the east as you would have been from the west because of the way the jet stream swirled around and things would head over towards the mountains or head over towards the desert and then curl backwards. And so it was pretty common to have clouds come in from, I grew up in Missouri, and so clouds come in from the west, so it was odd living in California to have them roll in from the other side. And now I'm in the southeast part of the country, and it's mostly from the west, but also seems to come in from the north a lot as things come flying downward from the other position. So this is not some sort of universal meteorological statement Jesus is making. It's a location statement. It's also the same with the wind blowing from the south, because Jesus is in a geography that's just north of the equator, well, considerably north, and a wind that blows in from the south is going to bring warm air. It's much the same way here in our part of the U.S. If the wind blows in from the south, that's bringing equatorial air, and that is going to be a warmer air. If you were in South America, in southern South America, and a wind come from the south, that would be a cold wind because that would be blowing upward from the South Pole or upward from Antarctica. So why are you saying all this? Because we need to know that oftentimes Jesus is speaking within a location. So to a people who the storms come from the west and the warm winds come from the south, he then adds this: you guys can discern the face of the sky and the earth. How is it you don't now discern this time? He's talking to them. He's not talking to us, because this was their location for storms, their location for wind, their location of spiritual discernment. And what time is this time? Well, a few verses earlier, remember in verse 52, from now on, five in one house are going to be divided, three against two, two against three, father against son, son against mother. Because Jesus steps into his baptism, because Jesus is going to kindle a fire that is going to go to work on the systems of this world, how can you not tell what's coming based upon what's happening? And so the direct interpretation is inside of their context. More broadly, you could say that just as we can discern the weather by looking at the horizon or feeling the direction or the temperature of the wind, we should be able to look at the horizon in the Spirit or feel the direction of the wind of the Spirit and make assumptions that don't take a doctorate in theology to come up with. You don't need a degree in meteorology to determine that if the cloud rolls up over the horizon, it might rain, or that if the wind comes from the south, it's probably warm. And those are simple illustrations to show that you don't have to be theologically deep to be able to discern what God is doing in the moment. And another reason, I think, is because Paul to the Corinthians said that eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that are his, but he has revealed them to us by his Spirit. And so we don't have to live in mystery of what God is up to or what God is trying to do. But to try and take all of the things that Jesus is going to say in his discourse on the things coming upon that generation at the end of an age and then transplanting them into us is to miss that Jesus gives some very specific illustrations and metaphors to a people in a place, in a time, and uses it to help us understand what it means to spiritually discern. We'll close, or try to close, the 12th chapter on tomorrow's podcast. We'll see you then. God bless.